Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Sharif Silmi. I'm an attorney with the Shaw Pirelli Law Group. I'm also the president of Amy Law Help, Inc. And I want to talk to you a little bit today about the L1A visa, which is an intra-company transfer visa. What this does is it provides immigration path for individuals that are a manager or an executive in a company overseas. There are several requirements. I'm going to go over outline of what the requirements are in this short video. So what we have basically is that the person, the beneficiary of the L1A petition must have been a employee as a manager or an executive for a company outside of the United States for one of the past 3 years. That is that the person worked for the same company that is existing in the U.S. or, as I will get to later, desiring to establish an office in the United States. That person seeks to enter the U.S. to continue to work for that same employer. It could be an affiliate, a subsidiary of the employer. And whether that person is desiring to work full-time or part-time doesn't matter. You could come in and work on a part-time basis, and that is totally fine. However, the one-year requirement must be completed overseas. So you cannot work for that particular company in the U.S. and count that towards fulfilling your one-year requirement. That work has to actually be done overseas. The employee may be a stockholder of the company. They may even be the only stockholder of the company. So you see that there's a wide range of accessibility to this visa for folks that are of a manager or executive position in another country working outside of the United States. So what we have to do now is we have the company that's overseas. So let's take, for example, Jordan. So the company exists in Jordan. There must be now a qualifying organizational relationship between the Jordanian company and the company that's in the U.S. If there's not already a qualifying organizational relationship with the company in the U.S., it means we need to establish a new company in the U.S. that will, in all likelihood, be a subsidiary of the Jordanian company. So in that case, the executive or manager would be moved over from the Jordanian company to the new U.S. company in order to start a new branch for that company. Now, the ownership requirement is that there must be the same shareholders or stock shares allocation. It doesn't have to be exact, but it has to be similar between both companies. There could also be a joint venture between the, for instance, Jordanian company and U.S. company. That would mean that even less than a majority shareholder, the foreign company could be less than a majority shareholder of the U.S. company. But the key requirement is that the foreign company for which the person was employed with controls the U.S. company. So that is the main requirement. So you can't have a situation where it's merely a contractual relationship, like a licensee or a franchisee. Rather, there must be total control of the U.S. company by the foreign entity. So some of the factors that inform whether there is a qualifying organizational relationship are that the entities have a common name, that there's a regular sharing or exchange of personnel, that is that personnel is interchangeable. So you could have folks that work in the U.S. or work in the for the foreign entity, that you have intra directors, meaning that one director of the foreign company would be responsible for employees in the U.S. or vice versa. Now, when we get into a little bit ahead about the branch office, there are some different requirements. So that is when the foreign company is seeking to open a new branch office, there are some specific requirements that we must get over. But again, this is a really an excellent way to for foreign businesses to get a foothold in the U.S. market and for foreign executives and managers to basically immigrate to the U.S. because, as I'll get into just towards the end, once one has an L1A Visa and is operating a new company, a branch office of the foreign company in the U.S. That company, after it's been operating for more than a year, there is a potential for the person to file another visa, which is a EB1C visa. And in that case, down the line, that person would be eligible for a green card. So again, the U.S. company where it's less than 1 year old, where it's a new branch office, are going to have some very specific requirements, such as renting a physical premises, etc. So one key aspect I think that a lot of people overlook is that both the foreign company and the U.S. company must be actively engaged in business and commerce. They must be doing business. It's not merely a situation where you could have a holding company overseas, or you know, just an agent in the U.S. There has to be active commerce and business among both the foreign entity and the new U.S. company, or existing U.S. company if that's the situation. So just I want to touch a little bit about who qualifies under this visa. That is the manager or executive title, and it's not merely a title. There are some certain requirements. So for instance, a manager must supervise and control the work of others. Those others cannot just be low-key staff. They themselves must be supervisory, they must be professionals, they must be basically, you know, larger role-fulfilling individuals in those organizations. Another way that one may qualify as a manager is if they're managing a function of the business, not merely individuals, but they're managing an entire function. A good position that I've personally done petitions for is a director of business development. So if you have, for instance, a director of business development in Jordan that might only have two or three people that are sales guys underneath them, but he or she controls the entire business development department within the company, that individual would very likely qualify as a working a manager capacity and be eligible for the L1 visa under this criteria. The other component, the other side of the coin is the executive. So it's actually a different idea than a manager. An executive directs the management of the entire organization. So that person's like the CEO, the president of the organization. They establish goals and policies and exercise wide latitude and decision making. They have little, there's no one supervising this person. The executive is basically the upper echelons of the company. So that individual is able to come over for the purpose of establishing the U.S. office, or come over to work in an executive capacity for the existing U.S. company. Now, the nature and size of the business is not really set in stone under the current guidelines that the visa has. So there is no size limitation, but depending on the size, so if it's a very small size business, the Immigration Service will probably require some greater information and greater evidence. So it's important that you have a good attorney that's able to handle that. We here at the Shaw Pirelli Law Group and Amy Law Help are very experienced and able to meet these demands and requirements and know how to spot whatever strengths and weaknesses a given situation may have. So I would highly recommend you reach out to us. You can call us at 510-742-5887, 510-742-5887, or contact us via email at info@amylawhelp.com. That's info@amylawhelp.com. And myself or one of my colleagues will be happy to attend to your needs. Again, I'm Sharif Silmi, I'm an attorney here at Shaw Pirelli Law Group, and we'll be happy to give you an analysis and, you know, tell you what the strengths and weaknesses are of your relative case. So again, there's no size limitation, and also one point of people get confused over is that once one comes over on an L1A visa, that person may transfer to another company that is also an affiliate of the same organization, but they will need to file some paperwork with the Immigration Service, and those individuals should also be, you know, contact an attorney to make sure that they're compliant with their visa requirements. I just want to focus a little bit on the new office situation, because given the, especially for my Indian friends, there's a lot of pressure on people that would qualify for instance, EB2 or EB3 visas, who are very highly qualified professionals that work in the upper echelons of the Indian business world, that for unfortunate reasons and reasons that we here at the Schiaparelli Law Group and IMI Law Help have been demanding the government address, there are unreasonably long wait times in these categories of EB2 and EB3. So if these individuals are working for an Indian company in a managerial or executive capacity, perhaps that company may consider opening a new office in the U.S. to strengthen or to expand their business here in the U.S. So please contact us at Schiaparelli Law Group, 510-742-5887. You can ask for myself, Attorney Sharif Zilmi, or at info@immilawhelp, immilawhelp.com, and we'll be glad to advise you and give you assistance in terms of how to do this. So just to touch and to key in on this new office situation, there's a requirement that the office have sufficient physical premises, and be useful in terms of, you know, you can't just have a virtual office, you actually need a physical office, that the intended U.S. operation is one that will support this position, the support the position of an executive or manager. So you can't merely have, you know, kind of a ragtag sort of deal going on in the U.S. It needs to be something that's substantial enough to support an executive or a manager, maybe a secretary of some sort. So there needs to be, in that regard, some evidence. And as a attorney, not just as an attorney, but as a business person, because I have extensive business experience, I can definitely advise you, and I'm happy to advise you in this regard. So you need to provide, for instance, the proposed nature of the office, describe the scope and the of the entity, its organizational structure. We need to mention the financial goals of the organization, the size of the U.S. investment, what sorts of things you plan to do in the U.S., how you're going to pay for this situation, what the source of the funds are. It needs to be basically a very detailed and professional, elaborate business plan, one that, you know, we're more than capable of handling here at Schiaparelli Law Group. And again, you could contact me. I've repeated the number. I'll do it one more time. 510-742-5887, and also email info@immilawhelp.com. So one thing the Immigration Service is looking for in the business plan is they want to see what the staffing levels are. Because when you go for a new office situation, they're going to give you an approval for 1 year. Now, that approval for 1 year is only so that they could look again at the business entity 1 year down the line. They want to see, have you hired any people? Have you earned any big clients? So if you haven't hired anybody, the question is, what are you doing? Have you earned some big clients? Have you done something substantial enough to merit the continuation? And we need to demonstrate that in order to continue on the path for this manager or executive while they're in the U.S., so that they could hopefully get down to a, you know, possibly a EB1C situation where they'll be applying for a green card. So again, to determine the extensiveness for which this business is going to be operating, they're going to be looking at a number of things. They're going to be looking at the number of employees, significant growth in cash flow, and again, the presence of significant clientele and customers. So, you know, these are the things that we're experts in, that we're able to assist you on and guide you through. So I would highly recommend reaching out, finding a qualified attorney that's experienced in this matters. Again, you can contact us here at Schiaparelli Law Group. We'll be happy to help you. My name is Sharif Zilmi. Good luck. Again, this is anything I've shared with you here is for educational purposes only. You should not refrain from acting based on the information here, and you should not act based on the information here without contacting an attorney. Again, this is just for educational purposes. Thank you, and see you soon.